We're pleased that you've joined us for today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. I'm Arthur Jackson, and I titled today's reading, Prejudice and Forgiveness. After hearing a message about correcting injustice, a church member approached the pastor weeping, asking for forgiveness and confessing that he hadn't voted in favor of calling the black minister to be pastor of their church because of his own prejudice. I really need you to forgive me. I don't want the junk of prejudice and racism spilling over into my kids' lives. I didn't vote for you, and I was wrong. His tears and confession were met with tears and forgiveness of the minister. A week later, the entire church rejoiced upon hearing the man's testimony of how God had worked in his heart. Even Peter, a disciple of Jesus, and a chief leader in the early church, had to be corrected because of his ill-conceived notions about non-Jewish people. Eating and drinking with Gentiles, who were considered unclean, was a violation of social and religious protocol. Peter said in Acts chapter 10, "You're well aware that it is against our law for a Jew to associate with or visit a Gentile." It took nothing less than the supernatural activity of God to convince him that he should not call anyone impure or unclean. Through the preaching of Scripture, the conviction of the Spirit, and life experiences, God continues to work in human hearts to correct our misguided perspectives about others. He helps us to see that God does not show favoritism. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture is from Acts chapter 10, verses 23 to 28. Then Peter invited the men into the house to be his guest. The next day Peter started out with them, and some of the believers from Joppa went along. The following day he arrived in Caesarea. Cornelius was expecting them and had called together his relatives and close friends. As Peter entered the house, Cornelius met him and fell at his feet in reverence. But Peter made him get up. "Stand up," he said. "I'm only a man myself." While talking with him, Peter went inside and found a large gathering of people. He said to them, "You're well aware that it is against our law for a Jew to associate with or visit a Gentile. But God has shown me that I should not call anyone impure or unclean." Let us pray. Heavenly Father, you know us better than we know ourselves. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.